attacks are being carried out against the Americans, and where we've...
You are listening to Syracuse Community Radio, WXXE Fenner, WXXC Truxton, WXXE.org. If you would like to make a donation, please mail payments to Syracuse Community Radio, 826 Euclid Avenue, Syracuse, New York, 13210.
We'll be right back. Throughout the years of negotiations, we have insisted on peace with honor. And my addresses to the nation, from Israel, Iran, from the
town that they were born, and a yellow submarine. People were out marching, some were holding signs, while others had their numbers in a military line. The people were protesting the war in Vietnam, but the president and congressman didn't give a damn. They sent us there to fight a war never meant to win. The lives were lost, and what it cost was an evil sin. A Vietnam, a Vietnam. Another bunch to fight in Vietnam. So we smoked the dope and prayed and hoped the war would really end. But it went on way too long, more troops they'd always send. And when they finally ended the war in Vietnam, it wasn't really over the way they had it planned. Too many deaths and sufferings that never had to be, for what it took for them to look when it was plain to see.
The lines were lost in The lot of lives and what it cost, and that we know for sure. Oh, Vietnam, oh, Vietnam was an evil war. The lives we lost and what it cost, and that we know for sure.
Army Hour is on the scene to bring you interesting feature stories about the Army's worldwide operations. This week, from Vietnam, a Mars station is a morale booster.
Well, we have designed and installed the necessary facilities to enable the patient to make a call from his bedside. And this in-bed system is directly connected with our Mars station and enables the patient to talk home.
From Stockton, California, repairing equipment for Vietnam.
As we know, Vietnam is, they don't have the facilities for repair of this stuff and the different items and equipment. And Okinawa and your other major repair points are pretty well flowing over. And this is a pickup and return area. It's to complete the circle, get the items repaired and back into the system as soon as possible.
And Bobby Darin is our guest performer on stage.
If you love this land of the free,
bring them home.
Proceeds,
bring them home. Bring them home.
It will make the general sad, I know. Bring them home. Bring them home, they want to tangle with the foe.
Bring them home, bring them home. They want to test their weaponry, but bring them home, bring them home. Here is their big fallacy.
Bring them home, bring them home.
A foe is hunger and ignorance. Bring them home. You can't beat that with bombs and guns. Bring them home, bring them home.
I may be right, I may be wrong.
Bring them home, bring them home.
But I got a right to sing this song.
Bring them home, bring them home.
Isn't that the wonderful thing about America? You got a right to be wrong. Where else in the world can we do it like we can do it here? And back in 1965, when I first wrote this song, it was, if you love your Uncle Sam, support our boys in Vietnam, bring them home. And if you all sing that chorus with me, we can raise the ceiling a little higher. Hooray for the United States of America and the right to speak your mind.
There's one thing I must confess. Bring 'em home, bring 'em home. I'm not really a pacifist.
Bring 'em home, bring 'em home.
If an army invaded this land of mine,
bring 'em home, bring 'em home.
You'd find me out on the firing line.
Bring 'em home, bring 'em home.
Show those generals a fallacy. Bring them home, bring them home. They don't have the right weaponry.
Bring them home, bring them home.
For defense you need common sense. Bring them home, bring them home. They don't have the right armaments.
Bring them home, bring them home.
The world needs teachers, books, and schools. Bring 'em home, bring 'em home. And learning a few universal rules.
Bring 'em home, bring 'em home.
So now we don't want to fight for oil.
Bring 'em home, bring 'em home.
Underneath some foreign soil.
Bring 'em home, bring 'em home.
So if you love this land of the free,
bring 'em home,
from overseas.
Bring 'em home, bring 'em home.
You keep pounding your fist like a child who just can't get his way. You keep talking so tough, I just can't see the reasoning behind these things you say. You play this dangerous game, then shake your hands in the air and praise God and praise glory. I just don't understand how such a God-fearing man can come out all guns a-blazing. But it's an age-old story, it's all there in the books. War's just trading one set of problems for another. It's all there in the books. Old men sending young soldiers to war. Well, if all the angels would conspire, I know they'd say every fallen soldier is lost to friendly fire. What would Jesus do? How many bombs would he drop if he set out for war? How many fallen enemy soldiers would he stop from crossing through heaven's door? We spend too much time making weapons, and how soon we forget the horrors that war can bring. Mahatma Gandhi and Martin Luther King, they did it all without guns. They made the bells of freedom ring. It's all there in the books. War's just trading one set of problems for another. It's all there in the books. Old men sending young soldiers to war. Well, if all the angels would conspire, I know they'd say every fallen soldier is lost. Friendly fire. There's only so much collateral damage this world's soul and heart can take. Is there ever really a right time for war or a right place?
Marching home again, hurrah, hurrah. We'll give him a hearty welcome then, hurrah, hurrah. The men will cheer, the boys will shout, the ladies they will all turn out, and we'll all feel gay when Johnny comes marching home. We'll peal with joy, hurrah, hurrah, to welcome home our darling boy, hurrah, hurrah. The village lads and lassies say, with roses they will strew the way, and we'll all feel gay when Johnny comes marching home. Hurrah, hurrah, the laurel wreath
marching home. Let love and friends on that day arrive, arrive. The choicest treasures then display.
Again, shouting the battle cry of freedom. Yes, we'll rally round the flag and we'll rally once again. Shouting the battle cry of freedom. The Union forever, hurrah, boys, hurrah. The Union forever and up with a star, and we'll rally round the flag. Yes, we'll rally once again, shouting the battle cry of freedom.
What have they done to my flag?
My beautiful, beautiful flag.
My glorious stars and stripes.
They raised at Iwo Jima.
They raised at the Twin Towers.
My flag meant freedom
and liberty
and justice
for all. What have they done to my flag?
My beautiful, beautiful flag. The most unwanted flag in the world.
What have they done?
When I am ashamed,
ashamed to fly
my beautiful, beautiful, beautiful flag. When I fly my flag,
fly it proud and high.
What does this mean?
I want to invade,
to kill,
to conquer,
to expand
your empire. Is this my flag?
My beautiful, beautiful flag. What have they done?
What have they done?
To my beautiful, beautiful flag.
Germany. Dr. Rhonda Cornum says they're now stable and are likely to
fall. I, Susan Sarandon.
This is Sting.
Gabriel Byrne.
Patricia Arquette.
Russell Simmons.
In light of recent world events,
reaffirm my belief
in the value of basic human rights.
I believe that no one should be attacked,
imprisoned,
tortured,
executed,
or killed because of their race,
their nationality,
gender,
religion,
or beliefs.
As a citizen of the world,
I join Amnesty International
in condemning the loss of innocent lives,
and I call for those responsible to be brought to justice.
We each have the right,
the responsibility,
to stand up to hate crimes of any kind,
and to make the world a safer,
more peaceful place
for every man,
woman, and child,
all the world's citizens.
It's up to you,
me,
us,
to join millions of Amnesty supporters worldwide
to keep the light on human rights.
Call 1-800-AMNESTY
or visit
www.amnestyusa.org.
WXXE 90.5 FM, Phantom Syracuse.
Radio for the rest of us.